Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The hell?
All right. Is this from Larry? No? Okay. Hour two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. About 20 minutes away from making our picks against the spread, to college, to pro for the weekend. We'll play some sports Jeopardy as well, and we'll get into all the fun college football games in just a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to get one more game. San Francisco at New Orleans.
Oh.
Mac Jones is going to be the starter.
Sure.
And they're still favorite over the Saints.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean the Saints are that bad?
That's what it means.
Okay.
That's what that means.
Yeah,
because that game's in New Orleans.
Yes.
And Mac Jones is their quarterback.
Yes, Mac Jones is their
quarterback. And they're still favored by 3.5.
Yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm going to probably skip that one.
We'll probably skip that
one. Then, see the highlights of that one.
I was going to point out some funny ones. The Dolphins are favorite against the Patriots because the game's in Miami.
Yep.
Yeah, that, and then there was one more I saw. Oh, yeah, DK Metcalf revenge game.
Okay.
Yeah, Seahawks are going to – they're going to the Steelers.
Yeah, going to the Steelers. Yes. Super Bowl 40 rematch.
Yeah, man.
I don't think any of the players on those teams are still around. Well, but
I mean, the only player –
Tomlin still is.
Tomlin's still there. The only player that probably was playing is probably Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He wasn't playing that game, but he was probably in the league.
Yeah, he might have been. Maybe not quite, because I think that was 05.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. There's obviously a ton of fun games on Sunday, the Monday night game. Like you said, two Monday night games.
Yes.
Bucks and Texans, and then Chargers and Raiders. I'm interested in that one.
That Raiders-Charger game?
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, but the funny thing is
Pete Carroll Harbaugh revenge
but
game.
But I know they asked Pete at the podium this week, asked him about the rivalry and everything. You can tell people don't like him.
No, they don't not like
they
each other.
They do not like
they
each other.
They flat out do not like each other. Dating back to USC and Stanford.
Yes.
Like, there's some icy moments between those two.
They showed the best one when they were going to shake hands and didn't shake. They just walked and turned and walked shoulder to shoulder off the field.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't like
each other. Oh, yeah. Flat out.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Great. Yes. Good. Whatever. Who cares? All right. Let's start in chronological order with all the great games that are going on in college football tomorrow. Clemson at Georgia Tech. I know we spent a ton of time in the first hour talking about it, but it's a huge opportunity for Tech, man.
Yeah, man. I think this is this will be the – because let me not say that because Florida State ended up stanking it. You know, they stunk last year, but that was a big win for him.
Definitely.
Even though Florida State stunk. Mm-hmm. This right here will be the one.
Oh, yeah.
This will be the one. This will be goalposts being carried around downtown.
Yeah, what do they do with them when they tear them down at Tech?
I don't know.
The river's pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I'm just
you drive it over there.
When's the last time? They tore it down against somebody recently.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sure one of our
Somebody will let us know.
One of our Tech listeners let us know last time they tore it down. But yeah, this is
I hope that's what
this
happens.
Is a goalpost tear down game.
Definitely.
You know, if they go out there and win this football game, the biggest thing for me is how healthy is Haynes King? And can he make some passing game plays? Mm-hmm. They're going to run the football. That's what they want to do. But can he make some pass? I don't know what's bothering him. As many shots he took.
Lower body, they said.
No. Okay, so lower body, But the way he was getting drilled in his damn back and in his scap and all that stuff.
Upper body probably didn't feel great either.
Yeah, but if he can make some throws, if Clemson plays how everybody thinks, myself included, should have been playing this year, this ain't gonna be no game.
Yeah,
this ain't gonna be Clemson a steamroll.
Yeah, I mean,
but I don't know. I don't know.
There's enough in the first 2 weeks to wonder about whether or not Clemson can do that.
Yep.
Yeah. On paper, before the season started, we always thought it would be an intriguing matchup, but I just didn't expect to see Clemson look how they have.
I agree.
Now, look, I think LSU is probably going to do that to a lot of teams this
year. It was last year.
Good.
Against Miami.
Yeah, they stormed the field against Miami.
Okay.
So this would be big. And the other thing, too, is you beat a team like that this early in the year. You're 3-0. You'd be ranked going into next week.
Right.
You kind of start talking yourself into who knows. Like, who knows what we might be able to do this year. Maybe it's one of those magical years.
And I guess pulled it up. You go by their schedule. Yeah, it could be.
Well, yeah, there's exactly.
Temple at Wake, Virginia Tech at Duke.
If they beat Clemson, they're 11-1.
You get through this one. There's a lot. Yeah. Any other game you lose before Georgia would be like a surprise and a disappointment.
Yeah.
But got to do this one first, obviously, and it's a huge opportunity tomorrow at noon. Georgia at Tennessee. We've obviously spent a lot of time on this one as well. I'm just looking forward to knowing more about Georgia after this game tomorrow evening. And look, without knowing much about them because we haven't seen it, I know that they're really talented.
Yes.
And I know that what Kirby's defenses have done against Tennessee's offenses in the Heupel era, even when they've had really good players on the Tennessee offenses,
right,
they've done a great job of shutting that run game down and being able to match up man for man on the outside.
They have
the players to do it.
Yes, yes.
They have the players to do it.
Yes. I think, you know, I'm not really worried about the Georgia. I know Roddy was talking about the star and the extra safety because of how the splits and all those different things, being able to play in space. But, yeah, I'm not worried about that part about it. And I'm not even really worried about the offense until I have to be. Going to go out there and make plays. They got to run the football. I know the Tennessee's banged up. Looks like Georgia's going to be whole, but these kids are not 100%
right,
when we talk about that right side of the line. But, I mean, I think as long as Gunner goes out there and give him an opportunity, Bobo. That's the thing about it. And, oh, God, I can't remember who was talking about it. But anyways, like, Kirby is in control of everything. Bobo calls what Kirby wants him to call. Now, he didn't Bobo in every play tell him what to call, but Bobo knows Kirby. He knows what Kirby wants and how he wants his offense run. Get out of that for a little bit. You know what I mean? I know there's going to be screens. We know this, right? They're going to be wide receiver screens. They're
going to
be bubble screens.
They're going to be bubble screens.
That's just a staple.
Yeah.
You know who else did a lot of that? We listened to the same podcast. Tennessee, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but because you see more downfield, because Aguilar going to throw it up there, mm-hmm, and going to trust the receiver to go get it. Mm-hmm. There's going to be opportunities for Georgia's secondary to make plays on the ball because he's going to throw it up there. That's just what he does. Mm-hmm. YOLO!
And they got great receivers.
And they got great damn receivers.
And Georgia has really good secondary.
They got a great secondary, but they got great bump and run corners. Mm-hmm. And that's how you slow this offense down, by playing bump and run, man to man, in your face. If they're going to catch it, they're going to be challenged.
Yeah, look, I just think Georgia has all the guys to do the stuff that they want to do defensively. And I think they have skill position guys on offense that can do it too. I just don't know about the quarterback. That's all.
Yeah.
Just don't know, how could you? And it would be great on Saturday evening to be like, all right, there it is. There it was. Mm. They used his legs as a weapon a little bit, or at least to keep Tennessee's defense honest. Running game got going. Offensive line looked good. He made the throws that he needed to make, whether that's just getting it in the playmaker's hands quickly, or he's going to have to throw it down the field some. But it just, like, at this point, it still sounds like we're talking about, like, your little cousin, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, hopefully he can do his best.
Yeah, look at my attaboy.
Like, nah, man, he's the starting quarterback at Georgia, and they're playing at Tennessee tomorrow.
And he was a five-star quarterback, too,
yeah,
dog.
So
I know he's a little guy, Andy. He
drives an old truck.
Oh.
Hopefully on Monday we can talk about the football player and not the story. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because that's what it is.
I'm
like,
tired.
So far it's been.
I'm tired of the story. I don't give a damn.
Don't care about any of that.
Nothing.
Don't care about any
You're
of
right.
that. Can he play?
I don't care that he like everybody. Did everybody like him?
Right. He's a great
You
teammate.
Know who everybody like? Carson Beck. And you know what? I trust Carson in this situation.
Yeah, Carson. Well, last year Carson torched Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll learn a lot.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Speaking of them, I think they're going to beat the hell out of the Bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
I think Miami's going to beat the hell out of the Bulls.
I do too. I do think South Florida's good, and I still think, obviously, they've got a great chance in the group of five to be the team that comes out.
Yeah.
But I think the story is a bit overblown.
Yeah.
And I think Miami's really good.
Yeah, I think Miami's going to beat the hell out of the
I do too.
Yeah.
I think they're going to destroy them. I'm like 41-10, something like that. I think Miami's going to kill them.
Yeah.
Texas A&M Notre Dame. You got a feel for that one?
It was a great game last year.
Notre Dame hasn't played since that Miami game.
Yes, and Notre Dame needs this, man, because you think
can't be 0-2.
They can't be 0-2, especially without the opportunity of playing in the conference. But now the biggest thing with A&M is that game last year was at home. Remember how crazy it was. Mm-hmm. And then Marcus Freeman and the damn Irish went there and won that damn football game. So this is a big spot for Elko. How good is Carr? I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought he played okay.
I thought he did some
nice things.
I thought
he did some good things in the Miami game. But
one thing you know is they're going to show his mom a lot.
Yes.
They really like showing his mom on TV. She was really fired up.
I mean, her baby out there playing.
No. I had no problem with it.
My baby.
I had no problem with it. She was really excited. I really like Texas A&M's quarterback.
Yeah. Reed.
He's a really fun watch. He's off to a good start this year. They haven't played anybody yet, true. But 7 touchdowns, no interceptions, and you know he had a couple huge. Remember that LSU game last year,
yes.
Where LSU somehow had never seen the quarterback keeper before, and he ran all over him. I really like watch. I think Texas A&M is going to win.
I like Texas A&M in this game, but if they can get the run game going, mm-hmm. and I mean I don't check my fantasy college football anymore since y'all cheated me and didn't tell me. The rules kind of that game, but I do have
the rules are all written on the website.
I do have Jeremiah Love, and he needs to get going.
That is a great
yes.
point.
Yes,
I was very confused yes. by how they used yes. him in that Miami game. They didn't give it to him. He had to have been hurt.
Something
right?
had wrong.
He so had to.
He
have
had been. All this time off. I expect 20-25 carries from
that's
him.
That's a yes. great point. That's yes. that's the X factor.
Yes.
If because he's the best player probably in the game.
Yes.
Right. Like
yes.
if he looks like he looked last year, then they can definitely win that game. But
yeah,
he didn't do. He didn't do anything.
They didn't give him a ball.
I know it was really confusing. And they kept giving it to the other running yes. back. I couldn't figure it out. Florida at LSU. I mean, this might be. You got to win if you're Florida, or at least you got to play good.
I think LSU wins this game.
I do too.
But I think it's going to be. I think Florida's going to hang in there.
I think Florida
hangs in there. I think Lagway makes some plays. I think they can run the football a little bit. But I think this is a 4-quarter game.
That LSU defense looked.
They did.
Really good.
They did.
They looked really,
they
really
did.
Good.
They did.
Week one against Clemson. One thing we know about those Napier teams, for better or for worse,
they're going to fight.
They Bam. Fight hard when yeah. their backs are against the yes. wall. Now, they put their backs against
yes,
the wall.
Yes, it's their fault.
They do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they fight hard when they're in yeah. that situation.
Yeah, that's their fault. Hey, every Wednesday night, join our guy Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at all the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings, and that's Prep Nation. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
You know what I couldn't say?
What?
Is well-qualified borrowers.
Well-qualified borrowers.
Yeah, borrowers kicks borrowers. My ass, man. I
That's
don't know.
Prep Sports Nation.
I'm also looking forward to the Vanderbilt-South Carolina game.
We talked about it. We mentioned that yesterday.
That's a badass quarterback matchup right there between
Hell yeah.
those two
That
teams.
Place is going to be going crazy. Columbia is going to be going nuts. Yeah,
that's
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows if you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Arkansas Ole Miss might combine for 75 points.
Yes.
Like those games are always shootouts
yes,
between
those
two. They got two fun quarterbacks. Yeah. Good weekend, man. Good weekend in college football.
My picks real quick.
As they all are. All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks. Randy's going to change his. We'll play Sports Jeopardy as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.